It's been just over 2 years since girls were first allowed to join Scouts BSA, formerly known as the Boy Scouts. And now some have fulfilled all the requirements needed to reach the prestigious Eagle Scout rank. Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt went to see one girl accept the Eagle Scout Challenge.
You ready? I, Scarlett Helmecki.
I, Scarlett Helmecki.
Thoughtfully recognize and take upon myself.
I thought. Recognize and take upon myself
the obligations and responsibilities of the rank of Eagle Scout.
The obligation and responsibilities of the rank of Eagle Scout.
14-year-old Scarlett Helmecki repeats the Eagle Scouts pledge, read by an alumnus of the program. Scarlett's family and fellow troop members are here for her court of honor and to celebrate her place in history as one of the first girls to achieve the rank. As the sun shines and cake waits to be eaten on a nearby table, she tells the audience about her journey.
It was a lot to earn Eagle, and I know that I can help younger scouts also achieve this rank. I'm proud to join many Eagles in this special group.
Scarlett is one of about 1,000 girls nationwide who are in the inaugural class of female Eagle Scouts. It's Scouts BSA's highest rank, and only about 6% of Scouts achieve it. To get it, Scouts need to earn 21 merit badges, which require mastering basic skills on topics such as first aid and environmental science. Scarlett says that on occasion, she and other female Scouts have endured teasing and belittling comments from people outside her troop. She says that's one reason her troop leaders didn't cut her any slack.
They always pushed me because they knew people would say, hey, like, you didn't really earn this. They were just giving it to you. No, I earned this.
For her required community service project, Scarlett helped rebuild an old footbridge over a stream, coordinating a team of 20 volunteers. And she says she learned some valuable lessons.
Just be patient. Rely on your team. They're here to help you.
Good afternoon, and thank you all for coming. I get the fun part because Scarlett didn't get to see this part of the script ahead of time, where I get to talk a little bit about her scouting journey.
Patrick Kaiser is the scoutmaster of Scarlett's troop, number 1923. It was the first Scouts BSA troop for girls in Delaware. Kaiser works in the financial services industry, where he's noticed women leaders are underrepresented. He thinks scouting is a great place for girls to build leadership skills.
I love scouting. I love the program. I love being outdoors. It's a natural extension to continuing to provide, you know, if there's a shortage or historical obstacles to young women being leaders, this is a great program for leadership development.
A scout is loyal. Show that you care about your family, friends, scouters, school, and country.
Ninth grader Olivia Jordan recites the Scout Law during Scarlett's Court of Honor ceremony. She tells me she joined Scouts BSA to become a better leader and also wants to be an Eagle Scout.
So I was actually a Girl Scout for multiple years when I was younger. And it's not as organized and have like a concrete leadership positions there. It's very adult driven. So I thought it was more fulfilling to be able to lead my own troop.
At the end of the ceremony, Scarlett thanks those who helped her become an Eagle Scout.
Thank you especially to Erica, Rob, Seth, Sam, and countless marriage badge counselors who have assisted me in many ways.
And she says she wants to help other girls, like Olivia, follow in her footsteps. Her advice for them? Rely on your team.
Just ask for help. Sometimes it's the best thing to do.
Pretty good advice for anyone, Scout or not. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Schmidt in Pike Creek, Delaware.